Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board is setting aside funds to launch a new Roth option. As early as January 2012, Congress ordered the board to create the new option back in 2009. It will let participants make taxable contributions to your retirement accounts, and then you can make tax-free withdrawals later on. Joining us with more information is Ed Zerndorfer, the Registered Employee Benefit Consultant. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom.
In layman's terms, the Roth TSP, how's it different? What do we need to know?
Well, let's just correct one thing you said, Amy. The Thrift Savings Board has changed the initial start date of the Roth TSP to April 2012. Initially, they were going to do it January 2012, but they're going to need a little more time to get everything in place to start the Roth TSP. The Roth TSP is like a 401k plan with the following differences. Well, it's like the current TSP with the following differences. With the Roth TSP, federal employees will be allowed to contribute to it using after-tax salary dollars. In other words, under the current TSP, when an employee contributes to the TSP, their gross salary is reduced by the amount of their contribution, resulting in instant tax savings. With the Roth TSP, the employee will be allowed to take their after-tax salary and contribute to the Roth TSP. Now, what's the benefit here? Well, obviously, you have no benefit up front with the TSP. You're using a salary that has been taxed. But any earnings that you receive on your Roth TSP account, which would include interest, dividends, any capital gains within the fund, when they are withdrawn down the line after a person is, let's say, retired, the individual will pay no tax. Under the current TSP, I call it the traditional TSP, any earnings that are received in the account will be taxed when the money is withdrawn after retirement. And also, under the current traditional TSP, the contributions will also be taxed when they will be withdrawn. So with the current TSP, the traditional TSP, individual pays tax on the entire withdrawal when it's withdrawn, whereas with the Roth TSP, when the account is withdrawn after retirement, nothing will be taxed.
So, Ed, is the assumption that your tax rate, you'll be in a lower bracket at the time you withdraw so that you'll save then?
Well, I tend to differ with that, Tom, because I don't think individuals in this day and age will be in a lower tax bracket. I think Congress is going to raise taxes for everybody, especially those employees who are in their, let's say, new employees or mid-career employees, when they retire 20, 30, 40 years down the road, they're going to be paying more in taxes. So I think it's really to their advantage to pay the tax now at a lower rate and to take the money out tax-free, because otherwise, if they get their tax break now with the traditional TSP, they're going to pay no tax now, but they're going to pay a much higher tax later on. That's just my feeling.
And so why would you do a Roth then?
That was actually going to be my question. I thought, why do it?
Roth is because if you can save on taxes in the future, you should. Because contrary to what many people think, they think that their taxes are going to go down after they retire. I think in this day and age, I think that's not going to happen. I think taxes are going up, and I think retirees, in fact, will be paying more taxes compared to what they're paying right now. And that's just federal. I think the states are going to be those individuals who live in states with income taxes, they're going to be paying more taxes because the states are going to be raising their taxes. Because keep in mind that the Roth TSP results not only in federal income tax savings, it also results in state income tax savings. I think there's also a benefit for those employees who may be in, let's say, closer to retirement. Let's say those who are mid-career to get closer to their retirement dates. Many of those individuals cannot contribute to Roth IRAs because they are not allowed to because their income is too high. Their adjusted gross income is too high, and they're not allowed to contribute directly to Roth IRAs. With the Roth TSP, there will be no income restrictions regarding who can contribute to it. As long as you're a federal employee or a Postal Service employee, you're going to be allowed to contribute to the Roth TSP with no restrictions.
Here's a question. Feds who may already have their money in a regular Roth that's not obviously the federal Roth TSP, would they be able to roll that money into the Roth TSP?
You're talking, Amy, about a Roth IRA.
Yeah, right.
It's my understanding the IRS is not going to allow that.
Well, that's hardly fair.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Amy. I think that's a good rule. Let me explain why.
Mm-hmm.
When an individual turns 70 and a half, if they've never touched their retirement accounts, which would include the traditional TSP, it will include the Roth TSP, it will include traditional IRAs, it will include if you have a 401k plan, a 403b plan, which is a tax-sheltered annuity, any type of retirement account like a simplified employee pension IRA. If you have never touched it, when you turn 70 and a half, you must start withdrawing from it. It's called the minimum required distribution rules. There's only one type of retirement account that an individual does not have to withdraw when they reach 70 and a half, and that is a Roth IRA. And what I envision here is that if an individual, if a federal employee puts money into the Roth TSP or the Roth 401k, because many private companies now offer a Roth 401ks, they fund their Roth TSP, they're funding their Roth 401ks, and then let's say shortly before they turn 70 and a half, they transfer their Roth TSP to a Roth IRA, which they will be able to do when they turn 70 and a half, they can leave the account alone. They don't have to take money out, meaning that it's going to continue to grow tax-free. And if they pass away, someone will inherit their Roth TSP, a beneficiary, and that individual, while they have to pull the money out, will pay no tax.
I see. I understand that now.
I think this is a great mechanism of wealth transfer from one generation to the next generation. Traditionally, what has been used to transfer wealth from one generation to the next? Life insurance. Because if you take out a life insurance policy yourself and you keep the policy, you pass away, and your beneficiary is whoever, they pay no tax on the proceeds from a life insurance policy. Well, many older people, either they're uninsurable or they can't afford life insurance. This is the next best thing, in my opinion.
Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant. Thanks so much for joining us with that insight.
As always, my pleasure. There's more information going to be probably in the future about the Roth TSP. If one goes up to the goes on to the TSP website, there is some information about the Roth TSP. But as the Thrift Savings Board gets closer to the initial withdrawal start date, there's going to be more and more information about the Roth TSP.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
As always, my pleasure.